This is the Domestic Cricket Podcast for the 3rd of January. In the Big Bash League, Brisbane Heat beat Melbourne Stars to keep their semi-final hopes alive. The Heat made 171 for 5 from their 20 overs after being asked to bat, with James Hope's top scoring with 49 off 40 balls. Hope then shone with the ball as well, and was one of only two Brisbane bowlers to take 3 wickets, as the Stars were held to 147 for 9. Canterbury beat bottom side Central Districts for the second time in 3 days to move level on points with fourth-placed Auckland in the HRV Cup. Canterbury struggled initially after opting to bat, slipping to 73 for 5 in the 11th over, but recovered to make 185 for 5. Blackcaps all-rounder Andrew Ellis and former Blackcaps all-rounder Brendan Diamante both made brisk half-centuries. The Stags batsmen then all contributed in their run chase, but no one was able to go on to play the match-winning innings, and they ended on 180 for 3. Central Zone closed on 170 for 4 in reply to North Zone's 361 at the halfway point of their Bangladesh Cricket League match in Bogra. The last 5 North Zone wickets had fallen for the addition of just 61 runs. Central Zone then lost opener Shivagato Hom early on, but rallied to close strongly with Mohammad Ashraful unbeaten on 49. South Zone lead East Zone by 145 runs, closing day 2 on 129 for 1 in their second innings. Enamel Haq and Soumya Sark are both ended unbeaten, having added an unbroken 113 for the second wicket. The latest round of match in South Africa's Sunfoil series saw Lions bowled out for 248 on the opening day against Dolphins. Xander de Bruyn and Brett Pelser both passed 50 and added 120 for the fifth wicket, but Kyle Abbott, Craig Alexander and Calvin Savage all bowled well, sharing the 10 wickets to fall. Gershwin Rabi and Simon Harmer shared 7 wickets to help dismiss Titans for 222 at Supersport Park. Michael Price then ended on 50 not out for Warriors, as they closed strongly in their reply on 87 for 1. And there was a dramatic win for Karachi Blues in Pakistan's Qaidi Azam Trophy. They bowled Peshawar out for just 95 in their second innings to win by 10 wickets inside 2 days. Tanveer Ahmed and Tabish Khan shared all 10 of the wickets to fall. Elsewhere in Group 1, Islamabad closed on 192 for 3 after dismissing Lahore Ravi for 216. Umair Khan and Fahad Iqbal have added an unbroken 100 for the fourth wicket by stumps. In Group 2, Rawalpindi took control against Hyderabad, closing on 293 for 9 to lead by 122. Opener Awais Zia top scored with 87, while Adnan Mufti ended unbeaten with 58. Karachi Whites lead by 218 at stumps, thanks to centuries from Khalid Latif and Motashim Ali. The pair added 231 for the second wicket to help Karachi close on 364 for 3. And only 27.4 overs were possible on day 1 in Lahore, with Bahawalpur reaching stumps on 61 for 1 against Lahore Shalimar.